It's time for Rhema for Today.
He said it's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleansed you from all sin. It's the blood that made you worthy to receive. It isn't something you did. It's the blood. It's God making you a new creature. So Brother Osteen, Brother Gooden, and myself prayed in that dear Baptist woman almost instantly received the Holy Ghost. Amen. To get to speak another tongue. Now I just said that to use as an illustration. You see, we can get on the negative side of the issue and talk ourselves out of what we already have. And talk ourselves out and even pray ourselves out of what belongs to us.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Holy Spirit Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, you see, then you don't get gifts of the Spirit in operation. It's good to fast and pray. Don't misunderstand me. That's Bible and that's Scripture. And it's good to wait on God. That's Scripture. We believe in that. But I said, if we just do that and do nothing else, well, this fellow admitted himself. We've been going here for 2 years and fasting. And now he said, just desperately seeking God, seeking that God would move, praying that he'd come and manifest himself in our church. But you see, according to this, he was already there. If those folks are really, and they are, born again, spirit-filled people, God sent them, I'm already there. I'm already among you. I said I'd walk in you. I said I'd walk among you. I said I'd live with you. I said I'd live among you. Hallelujah. Then what they needed to do was to acknowledge that he's here.
Amen.
Began to preach, he's here. Praise God, he's here.
Glory.
And when they pray, not pray that he'll come by here. And when they pray, not come that he'll come and visit them. Because Jesus didn't say that the Comforter will come and visit you. He said, I'll send another Comforter that he may abide with you. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, friends, we don't realize it a lot of times, but the thing that causes us, even sometimes as full gospel churches and people, to dry up on the vine, so to speak, is our wrong believing and wrong thinking and failure to acknowledge the Word of God as really true.
Amen.
Now, one minister, I was holding a meeting for him. See, it's just mighty easy to get off on the negative foot. I was holding a meeting in this town for this minister, full gospel pastor, several years ago. And so he said to me, you know, Brother Hagin, he said, we've just enjoyed a good move of the Spirit of God here in our services, and we're having an increase right along in Sunday school, and people are being saved. Not like we'd like to see the altar filled up every service, but I mean just every weekend almost we have at least someone saved and filled with the Spirit, and people healed. Well, he said one of the pastors called me here in town, another full gospel pastor, and wanted to get a number of the full gospel pastors together. In fact, he told me, informed him that they were getting together, and they're going to meet in this pastor's church, the one who called, on Monday morning and pray. And so this pastor told me, he said, I went over there. Well, he said, just without thinking, well, he said, this pastor told about what they'd come together for, that we're going to pray that God would send revival here. Our churches are just so dead, so dry, nothing's happening. So we said, I prayed with them. Then I went back another week and prayed with them. And then finally the third one and said the same old story. But said, it dawned on me. I said, now wait a minute here, fellow. Wait a minute. Let me talk to you fellows a little bit here. Now, I don't know how it is in your church, but my church is not dry. And I don't know how it is in your church, but you may not be having any manifestations of the Spirit, but we have manifestations of the Holy Ghost every time we come to church. And he said, now, I can't just constantly join in your prayer that God would send revival, because said, we've got revival in our church. We're revived. Praise God. We're having an increase every month in our Sunday school. In fact, the last several months, we've had a 10% increase, you see, every month. Praise the Lord. Our people are visiting and doing personal work, and we don't hardly have a weekend but what people are saved and filled with the Spirit. And our folks are on fire for God. And I can't join this kind of prayer, because when I get down there and pray like you fellas are praying, then I'm denying what I've already got.
That's right.
I said, what'd they say? He said, they looked at me like I thought it was crazy. I said, no, I can't pray for revival. We've got a revival. Praise God, we're revived. Praise God. I might pray God would revive you, but I can't pray God to revive us. And he said, this pastor said, I was just bold enough to say to them, now I'll tell you, just coming over here praying with you folks, this negativism is wearing off on me, and I'm going to get away from it. And so he said, I left. I couldn't get in on their prayer meeting. Now, prayer meetings are good. I'm not minimizing or speaking against prayer meetings. You understand that. But you know what? You can enter in the wrong way and pray the wrong way and really defeat your purpose.
Amen.
Just like this. I was preaching the last time we were holding a meeting. I preached some services there. But last time I was holding a meeting with that Brother Goodwin's church. In one of the morning services, after the teaching, a lady came up. She's a Baptist lady. And she said to me and Brother Goodwin, we were standing there talking. She said, pray. I want you to pray for me. Well, we thought, you know, wants to pray right now that she'd received something. And she said, well, she had seen the light on the Holy Ghost now. And she wanted to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, Brother Goodman said, never better time now. Yeah, but she said, I just want you all to pray for me. But said, I couldn't receive right now. I've got some more digging to do. Well, now, Brother John Osteen was there, and he is standing right by, you know, and he's Baptist, and he knew this woman. She's Baptist, you know, and he said, now, sister, you see, the very thought that she had was what she meant by digging, because we inquired, she meant, I've got some more praying to do.
Yes.
You see, I've got some more praying to do. Now, what for, see? Well, she said, get to the place where I can receive the Holy Ghost. I see it slow. I used to believe in this, but now I see it now. But I've got some more praying to do before I can get the Holy Ghost. Well, now, Brother Osteen said, aren't you saved? Oh, yes. Aren't you blood-washed, born-again child of God? Yes. He said, do you believe if you were to die this minute, you'd go to heaven? Why, yes. He said, I know I would. But he said, if you're good enough to go to heaven, you're good enough to have a little more heaven in you. You don't have to do any more praying. You don't have to do any more praying. And you know, she saw that. He said, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleansed you from all sin. It's the blood that made you worthy to receive. It isn't something you did. It's the blood.
Amen.
It's God making you a new creature. So Brother Osteen, Brother Goodman, myself, prayed, and that dear Baptist woman almost instantly received the Holy Ghost.
They
get to speak another tongue. Now, I just said that to use as an illustration. You see, we can get on the negative side of the issue and talk ourselves out of what we already have. And talk ourselves out, and even pray ourselves out of what belongs to us. Can you see that? Amen. And so here was this pastor that said, we're praying and a fasting that the Holy Ghost... And you know, this is the idea that a lot of folks have got. They've got this idea that we'll pray and God will move. In just some unseen fashion or an unknown way, that he'll just start moving off out here somewhere, you know. But you know he won't. Are you listening to me now? I remember the last church I pastored, God began to deal with me about some ministries and some things that I'm doing now. He began to deal and talk to me about some things he had said to me for 10 years before about healing and healing ministry. And so way back in the winter of 1947-48, I spent the biggest part of the time out in my church just praying, waiting on God in a positive, constructive manner, fasting some. And the Lord began to speak to me. Well, I was invited to speak to a youth meeting in our area of the country, and so I started to speak along a different line, and then other brethren were there, and so I just shared with them what the Lord had been saying to me. I said, if God called me, you brethren know it. You know other spirit-filled people do.
Yeah.
We think sometimes, you know, we're sort of a law unto ourselves. We know everything, but we don't. You see, other folks who have the Spirit, they know too when God's moving. Though the Spirit doesn't manifest himself the same way with them, yet they know. And I said to my fellow pastors and brethren, if God called me, you know it. And I began to share with them some things that had happened, some things the Lord had said to me. And as I did, you see, the local pastor of this church had never prophesied before in his life. I don't know whether he ever did since then or not. But he suddenly stood at his feet and began to prophesy that these things were so. And sort of like down at Antioch, the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I'm called. And so then, the presbyter of this section for an Assembly of God meeting, the presbyter, he said, brethren, he said, that's God. And he said, the section committee, this lay hands on him, send him out like they did in the 13th chapter of Acts.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Once again, worldwide homecoming,
yeah,
winter Bible
so excited.
Seminar. It's coming up fast. It's February 16th through the 21st, a Sunday night through a Friday. And
yes.
On Sunday night, there's one service at 6 p.m., but on Monday through Friday, it's 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30 a.m., and then a 7:30 p.m.
7 p.m. service.
Yes.
Yes. And you know, the world is coming home. A lot of the graduates from
all over the world.
Yes.
300 and something odd of them all over the world.
Yes.
And there will be on Thursday night. It's a special time. There will be
a
parade of flags.
Yes.
You just got to be here to see it and experience that. And it's right here on the Rhema USA campus. Just go to rhema.org/WBS,
yes,
and you can get all the information.
That's right. And there's some special leadership training for those working in the children's area, the youth area, the music and the media area. There's 9 hours that week of training for you. It's all free. And so we encourage you to come. And then, of course, at nighttime, we have children's services for those that are infants through the fifth grade.
Yes.
And just lots and lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
That's right.
Well, we want to thank you.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.